Well, good afternoon, church.
大家下午好.
It's good to see all of you, and I'm glad you decided to come and to join us for worship this afternoon.
我很高兴看到你们今天下午来参加我们的聚会.
We kept hearing in the prayers what a beautiful autumn day it is today.
刚刚祷告的时候，大家都说这个多漂亮的秋天。
There's a lot of other places you could have chosen to be.
你可以现在去选择去别的地方看。
But I think there's no more beautiful place to be than in fellowship with God's people to worship Him.
可是没有任何地方会比与神的人们在一起。
Let me just pray once again as we begin this message from God's Word.
我们开始以前先祷告。
Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to gather together.
天父，我们实在感激你，让我们能够聚集在一起。
And Lord, I pray humbly but boldly that you would speak to us as a congregation today.
我谦卑的、大胆的求你向我们这个大家聚集在一起讲话。
Lord, give us the ability to be attentive to your word.
让我们能够注意你的话。
And give us the courage and the strength and the humility to respond to your word.
给我们有勇气、有智慧，也有谦卑的心来回应你的话。
And may we and the church grow as a result.
但愿因此我们的教会可以成长。
For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
And for the advancement of your kingdom.
为了你的人民的进展。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, some of you will know the TV show.
你们很多人可能知道有一个电视节目。
It's one of my wife's favorites. She's really into this HGTV.
这个所谓的HGTV是我太太最喜欢的。
The show stars a couple called Chip and Joanna Gaines.
这一对节目的主持人是Chip，是她丈夫的名字，太太名字叫Joanna。
A Christian couple from Waco, Texas.
他们是从德州来的基督徒。
Who own a home restoration and remodeling business. It's called Magnolia Homes.
所以他们的事业就是一个修改装修房屋的公司。
Their TV show is called Fixer Upper.
这个TV show的名字我们翻译成中文说是焕然一新。
Because it shows the process of this couple taking an old, dilapidated house and restoring it into a beautiful home.
这个整个的电视节目就是这一对夫妇把一对破落的房子把它完全的整修起来。
And in the process of doing this, they are actually renovating entire communities in Central Texas.
他们在做这个整修房子的事情的时候, 也就把整个他们的社区都整理清楚了。But
listen to what Google, yes, Google says about this TV show.
你们假如上Google可以看到他们对这个电视节目的批评。Sometimes
Google can surprise us.
我们会很惊奇的。Quote,
they also act as part-time counselors
他们也就是帮助人、辅导人的
To clients who can't see a structure's beauty beyond the blemishes.
比他们那些的人看不出在这个破坏里面的美丽。
Together, Chip and Joanna save homes that look hopeless.
夫妇他们把一个没有大家已经放弃了的房子把它拯救出来
renovating the imperfect,
把他们一个不完全的给修改,
and revealing them as what they were always intended to be. End quote.
让他们可以看到一个他们一生一直所期待的一个房子。
Brothers and sisters, I read that quote to you from Google.
弟兄姐妹们，我从 Google 里面把那个批评念给你们听。
Because I believe this is exactly what we're going to see today in the closing passage of the book of James.
因为这也就是我们今天看雅各书结束的最后一段的主题。
Because the verses we just read together, James 5, 13 to 20, describe a process of restoration.
我们刚刚念的五章十三节到二十节所记载的就是一个重新换造的一个事情。
Not of a house, but of a church, a local congregation as a community of God's people.
不是，当然不是说是修改一个房子，而是让整个的神的教会里的会众们一起整修。
Sorry. These words will help us to see the beauty beyond the blemishes.
So we can see the beauty of the blemishes.
It shows us the process of saving what at times looks hopeless.
We can see that when people are disappointed,
the process of renovating the imperfect.
This is a process. This process is to make the imperfect complete.
And revealing the church as it was always intended to be.
能够让这个教会变成神所预定的那个样子美。
Now, just a few other thoughts before we actually look at the text.
就再思想一些其他的题目。
Let's remember to whom James was writing this letter.
我们不要忘记雅各是写这封信给什么人的。
Back in chapter 1, verse 1 that we looked at probably a couple of years ago.
大概几年以前我们看到第一章的第一节。
We see that James is writing to the 12 tribes in the dispersion.
他是写散住在十二支派外面的人。
In other words, he's writing to Jewish believers who have been scattered or dispersed among the Gentile nations.
换句话说，他是写给犹太的基督徒，他们是散居在外国的。
Now follow this with me for a moment.
跟我一起来思想这件。
I want you to see he's writing to a people who have a shared identity and experience.
他这个写的对象这些人，他们有一个共同的身份。
These are a people who have been forced out of their homeland.
这些人是被他们的家乡里面赶出去的。
People who have a shared identity, but they have been forced to leave their homeland.
他们有共同的身份，可是他们被赶出去到。
And as a result, they're facing a unique set of challenges.
因此，他们会面对一些很特别的挑战。
Cultural and social and religious challenges.
是可以说是宗教方面的、社交方面的、跟生活文化方面的挑战。
And I can't help but wonder if any of us can identify with that.
我不晓得我们当中有没有人对这个有认可。
I feel like this letter is very pertinent to this congregation.
我觉得这一个封信跟我们这个教会有特别的关系。
And notice this, that James is not just addressing individual believers in Jesus Christ.
我们知道这里雅各不是只是对某一个信徒讲话。
He's speaking to a congregation. He's speaking to a church community as a body.
他是对一个教会的会众们讲的。
Therefore, today, I want you to see and hear how these words speak to you.
所以今天我希望你们可以从这些话里面看 是在对你们讲什么话。
As a congregation, as a community of followers of Jesus Christ.
你们都是一些跟随主耶稣基督的信徒。
Now there are three steps to the restoration process described in James 5:13-20.
在这里第十三节到二十节里面，形容这个整修有三个不条的步骤。
The first step is prayer leading to healing.
第一步，祷告带来医治。
The second is healing leading to impact.
第二个是医治带来功效。
And the third is impact leading to restoration.
第三步，功效带来康复。
Listen to the verses 13 to 15 as we look at the first step in this restoration process.
我们看一下十三节、十四节。
Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful?Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Verse 13, 十三节，你们中间有受苦的呢，就应该祷告。有喜乐的呢，就应该歌颂；你们中间有病了的呢，就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。出于信心的祈祷，救那病人，主必叫他起来；若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
Brothers and sisters, prayer is mentioned 7 times in the passage we're looking at today.
我们今天念这里面。祷告一共出现了七次。
Because the church is encouraged to pray in all circumstances.
我们知道一个教会应该在任何的环境里面都要祷告。
Some of you have come here today and you are suffering.
你们来到这里，有些人可能有苦受苦。
You may be suffering under an illness.
可能你是受苦是一种疾病的苦。
You may be suffering under a frail body that isn't as healthy as it once was when you were in your 20s.
很可能你现在衰老的身体不像你以前年轻的时候那么强壮。
You may be suffering under a strained relationship.
也许你们的人际关系方面受苦。
Maybe a difficulty at work.
也许你在工作里面有困难。
Or maybe you're looking for work.
也许你在找工作。
How do we respond when we're suffering?
我们在受苦的时候，我们怎么样做呢？
Do we grumble? Do we complain?
我们抱怨吗？
What does the text say?
这个经节告诉我们怎么样？
If you're suffering, pray.
有受苦的就该祷告。
Others of you have come here today and to be quite honest, things are going well.
也许有些人今天来，一切都很顺利。
You're enjoying life.
你在享受你的生活。
You have a wonderful job.
你有个很好的工作。
Things are going really well in your family.
你家里面一切都很顺利。
By God's grace, you are healthy.
神给恩典让你非常健康。
How do you respond?
你该怎么做？
What does the text say?
这个经节里面怎么讲？
Be careful you don't become proud and self-righteous.
所以你要小心，不要骄傲，不要自以为意。
Instead, praise the Lord.
应该赞美主。
Praise is a form of prayer.
歌颂主是一个祷告的一部分。
And when we're praising the Lord, it keeps us humble.
当我们歌颂主的时候，让我们可以知道谦卑。
It reminds us that when things are going well, it's only because of God's grace.
提醒我们，之所以顺利，是神的恩典。
And then we read about illness.
那我们现在看看有关疾病。
If you are sick, it says, ask the elders of the church to come and pray for you.
你假如生病，叫教会的长老来为你祷告。
Brothers and sisters, prayer can and ought to be personal.
我们知道的祷告应该是个私人的问题。
But there are times when corporate prayer is especially necessary.
有的时候群众一起的祷告是必须的。
There are situations like illness where we need the love and the support and the prayers of the church body to surround us.
比方说在生病的时候，我们需要整个教会的会众一起环绕着我们来帮助我们。
My father, who lives in Florida,
我父亲住在佛罗里达
and is nearly 90 years old,
他几乎90岁了。
Has been suffering for some time with severe back pain.
他有很严重的背痛，很久了。
But on this week, on Tuesday evening, he had become very, very ill and was admitted to the hospital.
上个礼拜二晚上他特别病得特别厉害，住了院。
At first, we didn't know why.
我们不知道为什么。
But we discovered since that he has two very large bleeding ulcers.
So, 我们后来才知道他内部有两个很严重的出血。
Now, my point in bringing this up is not just to give you details about my father's illness, although I would greatly appreciate your prayers for him.
虽然我希望你们能够为他祷告，但我的不是故意要跟你们讲这件事。
My point in sharing this with you was something marvelous happened on Tuesday evening after he was admitted to the hospital.
我只要跟他分享他住了院以后上个礼拜二所发生的奇妙的事。
Within 1 hour of his being admitted, I got a text on my phone from someone who, to my knowledge, didn't even have my phone number.
他住了院才一个钟头，我的电话上有一个 text message， 那个人根本不知道我的电话号码。
Someone from his church who said, "I heard your father is in the hospital. How can we surround him and support him with our prayers?"
寄给他 text 是我们教会的人寄的，所以我知道你的父亲住院，我们为他祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
How wonderful is that when a church is just responding? How they found out, I have no idea, but within an hour, they responded in prayer.
这个人怎么知道的？我也不晓得。可是一个钟头之内就可以一起祷告，这是多好。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's notice three things in particular about this kind of healing prayer.
所以我们这里可以看到有三种有关这个治病的祷告。
We see, first of all, in verse 14, that the healing comes through God's work, not our words.
So, 14节看到这个医治是神的工作，不是我们的工作。
This verse is not giving some kind of magic spell or a formula that guarantees healing.
它这里不是给我们一个好像例行公事就可以得到治疗。
That's why the elders, by the way, are told to anoint the person who is ill with oil.
这就是为什么那些长老要为治病的人要用油。
I've had people ask me, "Well, what kind of oil is it? Is it olive oil? Do I have to get it from Israel? Do I have to pray over what kind of oil?"
我听到有人说这是要什么样的油？难道我要到以色列去买那个橄榄油吗
？Friends, the oil itself, even.For you, young ones out there, the oil, everything's about these oils nowadays. The oil itself does not have any healing power.
这个油本身并没有任何治疗的功效。
It's a symbol. It's symbolic of the work of the Holy Spirit, and it's a reminder to us as we're praying of our absolute dependence upon the Holy Spirit.
这个是象征着圣灵在我们身上的工作，象征着我们祷告的时候圣灵的工作。
That's why all of this is done in the name of the Lord.
这就是为什么说我们是靠主的名。
Because it is only the Lord who heals. It's not the elders.
不是这长老们,
their words.
不是他们的字,
the oil.
也不是油,
it's the Lord who brings healing.
是主带来的。
Our prayers simply invoke and invite the Lord to act in a particular situation.
我们的祷告是请求是主。 也邀请主来治疗。
Second, I want you to see in verse 15 that faith is essential in prayer.
第二点, 第15节, 信心是很重要的, 在这祷告里面。
What is faith?
为什么?
It's an absolute confidence in God and His ability to heal.
这是我们对神的信心, 知道他有能力能够治疗。
But faith is also an absolute trust in God.
信心就是我们对神的依靠,
and a submission to His sovereign will.
把我们自己, 献身在他的主权之下。
That, dear brothers and sisters, may not always result in healing.
但是我们知道这样做并不是每一次都可以得到治疗。
So we pray, yes, and we ask the Lord to heal, and we have confidence in Him and in His ability to heal.
不错, 我们要祷告, 我们要求他, 我们就信他可以治。
At the same time, we trust His sovereign will and purpose, even if we don't understand why He doesn't always heal.
但是同样, 我们也要信靠他的主权, 他的旨意。 有的时候他不会治疗。
A miraculous healing is not guaranteed in these verses.
一个奇妙的治疗在这里并不是说必定会有的。
Even when the elders gather and pray.
甚至于长老们聚集在一起祷告。
And we need faith to accept that.
我们需要有出于信心的。
Finally, at the end of verse 15, forgiveness is often part of the healing process.
最后在15节结束的时候, 赦免是很重要的一部分。
Brothers and sisters, God is not just interested in physical healing. He's actually far more interested in our spiritual well-being.
我们知道神不仅仅是注重我们的身体的健康, 其实他更注重的是我们属灵的。
Do you remember the story of the paralyzed man in Mark chapter 2?
你记得马可福音第二章那一个半身不遂的人吗?
His friends take him to Jesus. They have to actually make a hole in the roof and let him down.
他有四个朋友带他来, 他们还要在房顶上挖一个洞, 从上面把他垂下来。
They brought him to Jesus to heal his body.
他们 带他到耶稣那里希望把他身体治好。
He needs a miracle.
他需要一个奇迹。
Arms that can move.
这个手可以调他动。
Hands that can grip.
他的手可以拿东西。
Feet that can dance.
他希望他的脚可以跳舞。
He needs to be healed.
他需要治疗。
But Jesus looks beyond the superficial and the physical to the man's real need.
但是耶稣可以看透过他那个表面的, 看到他心里面真正的需要。
What was that real need?
他那个真正的需要是什么?
Not a renewed body, but a renewed heart.
不是要一个新的身, 而是一个新的心。
So instead of the words that they expect him to speak, you are healed.
所以他们希望他说一句话, 你治好了。
Jesus says to him, Son, your sins are forgiven.
可是耶稣说什么? 他说, 孩子啊, 你的罪赦免了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see and understand this is the real healing that often results from our prayers for physical healing.
所以我们知道, 在我们的祷告中, 通常的是我们属灵上的罪的赦免。
Prayer is the first step in the process of a church's restoration.
一个教会的康复，祷告是第一步。
A praying church will be a healthy church.
一个祷告的教会是一个健康的教会。
As I'm training pastors all around the world, the pastors will often come and ask, how can I get my church to grow? How can I make my church grow?
我在世界不同的地方来教导这些牧师们，和牧师们就问我，我怎么可以让我们的教会能够成长？
There's often a lot behind that question.
当然在这个背后还有更多的问题。
Because they see big churches on television and they want to have a big church and they want to be rich and famous like the pastors they see on TV.
他们看到这个地电视上有很丰盛的很教会，那个牧师又出名又有钱。
And when they ask me that, I always say to them, your job is not to get your church to grow. Your job is to have a healthy church.
我跟他们讲，你们的工作不是要让教会成长。你们的工作是要一个教会有健康。
And the way you can have a healthy church is by having a church that prays.
你要有一个健康的教会，你一定是要有一个祷告的教会。
Healthy things grow.
健康的才会成长。
Don't focus on growth, focus on health.
不要只注意到健康，不是要注意到成长，要注意健康。
And the first step in health is being a church that prays.
So, 一个教会祷告是成长的第一步。
Now that's the first point. We should be able to get the other two done in the next couple hours.
把两个钟头才能完。
I'll try to go a little quicker than that. In verse 16, we come now to the second step in the process of restoration. Healing leads to impact.
那么第十六节是我们的第二步，也就是医治带来功效。
Listen to verses 16 through 18. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He prayed fervently that it might not rain for 3 years and 6 months. It did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit.
十六节到十八节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，就3年零6个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
Verse 16 begins with the word therefore.
十六节开始说所以。
I was always taught in Bible college, when you see the word therefore, you should ask what it's there for.
我在念书的时候，当你看到那个所以那个字，你要了解这所以是什么。
Therefore, start praying.
所以你们要开始祷告。
And your healing prayers will have a powerful impact in and through the church fellowship.
因为你们为拯救的祷告，能够使教会得到大的功效。
If prayer brings healing, then pray.
如果祷告可以带来治疗，那么就要祷告。
It will impact your personal relationship with the Lord.
可以影响到你人跟神之间的关系。
The more you pray individually and corporately, the deeper you grow in your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. 所以
你越多的祷告，你就跟神有越密切的关系。
You will begin to look at your life and your circumstances from His perspective.
你就开始从神的角度来看你的环境。
You're going to become more aware of your own need for God's grace and His presence in your life.
你会看到神的恩典在你的需要里面，也看到神在你身上的这样做的工。
Therefore, pray.
所以祷告。
There will also be a dramatic impact on relationships with others in the church community.
也会让你跟在教会的会众之间的关系有很大的功效。
Brothers and sisters, if we stand together in prayer as sinners needing grace and seeking righteousness,
弟兄姐妹们，假如我们合在一起祷告，就像就罪人为罪祷告，罪人求义。
The result will be reconciliation and unity.
那个结果就是跟神和好，教会合一。
I can remember many years ago, a student at our Bible school drew a very simple illustration. It was really a triangle, a very tall triangle.
我记得不久以前有一个我的学生，他画了一个表，这个表是一个很长的三角形。
At the top of the triangle, she wrote the word God.
在这个顶端，她写的神。
And on one side was one person, and the other side of the triangle was another person.
在外立三角的一边是人，另外一边是另外一个人。
And as these people begin to move closer to God.And deepen their relationship to God. What happens to them?
当这两个人他们在跟神面前跟神越来越接近的时候，在他们身上发生了什么事情？
They also move closer together, don't they?
他们也彼此更接近。
Brothers and sisters, the more we're seeking the Lord in prayer, the more we will be movingclosed to each other and experience reconciliation and unity.
所以当我们在一起祷告的时候，我们不但跟神更接近，我们彼此也更接近，我们就会感受到跟神的和好，跟人的合一。
Instead of judging each other, we'll be confessing to each other.
我们不批评每一个人，我们彼此互相认罪。
Instead of finding fault, we'll be eager to forgive.
我们不挑别人的错，只我们会更容易去原谅人。
Instead of moving to criticize, we will be moved to intercede for one another.
所以我们不再批评人，我们彼此代求。
And I can tell you, when that happens, there will be a new spirit of expectation and hope in the church.
所以在那个情况之下，我们的教会会有新的希望。
You'll begin to see God move in some marvelous ways in your fellowship.
你会看到神在我们彼此的交通之中有很大的功效。
There'll be an impact in your own life.
也会影响到你自己的生活。
There'll be a healing impact in your relationships with others.
也可以治好你跟人之间的关系。
But the impact will also extend beyond the walls of the church.
而且它这个功效不仅仅在教会之内。
Our prayers and health as a church fellowship will begin to have an impact on the world around us.
我们在教会里面的和好会影响到外面的。
That's what the example of Elijah is all about, I'm convinced.
我相信这就是为什么说到以利亚。
Elijah's fervent prayers had an effective impact and testimony to the world.
以利亚恳切的祷告对整个的世界有很好的影响。
You can read the story later, 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18.
你可以去看列王记第十七章跟第十八章。
But you can
列王记上
you'll see that his prayers had an impact on King Ahab.
我们可以看到他对亚哈有影响。
It had an impact on the 400 prophets of Baal.
也被那个他们四百个异端的祭司有影响。
And ultimately, it had an impact on the people of the nation of Israel who were waffling between two, you know, should we follow God or should we follow the Baals?
所以这个也影响到那些以色列人，我们是跟随神，我们还是跟随巴力。
And as a result, they began to follow once again the living God.
影响到他们要跟随神。
But it was also a testimony to the widow of Zarephath.
他也对那个寡妇也有影响。
When Elijah prayed for food during the drought.
在这个旱灾的时候，以利亚求有食物。
And when he prayed for the healing of her son after his passing.
他的儿子死了，可是他祷告使他复活。
Which resulted in his life being restored.
所以他的儿子复活了。
And as a result, this widow confesses with these words in 1 Kings 17, verse 24.
所以这就是在十七章的二十四节。
She says to Elijah, Now I know you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is truth.
她说，现在我知道你是神的仆人，而主的话是有目的的。
What's our memory verse today?
今天我们的金句背诵是什么？
Verse 16.
十六节。
And it ends with these well-known words.
它结束的时候是我们大家都熟悉的话。
The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working.
一人祈祷发的力量是大有功效。
The prayer of a righteous person has great power when it is working.
So, 一人的祷告在工作时，他工作的时候是有效的。
When we are praying.
当我们祷告的时候，
and so let's make this practical.
所以我们要让这个实际的应用。
Elders,
去做长老的。
Let's pray for the sick. Maybe you're doing this already. Hallelujah. But let's be willing and eager to pray for the sick.
我们让我们大家愿意为有疾病的人祷告。
Men, husbands, let me speak to the husbands.
我现在告诉丈夫们。
Can I encourage you this week, just one time this week?
就今天这个礼拜，你只要一次。
If you do it more, praise the Lord. But one time, would you say to your wife, you take the initiative, lead, say to your wife, let's sit down and pray together.
你这个主动的邀请你的太太跟你一起祷告。
Women, wives,
let me
speak a word to you.
我也向你们讲话。
Mothers,
母亲们。
I know you pray for your children.
我知道你为你的孩子们祷告。
How about praying with them this week?
好不好？这个礼拜跟他们一起祷告。
You may say, well, Pastor, I do that already. Hallelujah.
你说，牧师，我已经这样做了，那更好。
But just respond by sometime this week.
Yeah.
Get your children, sit down and say, kids, I want to pray for you. I want to pray over you. I want to pray with you right now.
So, 这个礼拜找个时间跟你的孩子说，我为你们祷告，我们一起祷告。
Grandparents, any grandparents out there?
而且做祖父祖母的吗？
I feel like I'm learning what it means to be a grandparent. I feel like one of my greatest responsibilities as a grandparent is to pray for the family.
我最近新做祖父，我认为一个做祖父最重要的是为他的家里祷告。
Daily. And so, the grandmother that I live with and myself, we sit down and every day we pray for our family.
我跟我太太，我们祖父祖母每天为孩子们祷告。
Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren.
为你们孩子们祷告，为你的孙子孙女们祷告。
Maybe you even want to do that with them this week. Maybe you want to call them, FaceTime them, and say, "Let me pray for you."
你也许今天用这个礼拜找个机会用 FaceTime 打电话跟他们一起祷告。
Hey Siri or Hey Alexa or whatever those things are all called. You know? Everybody's phones are probably
Alexa.
Yeah, Alexa. There you go. Hey Google. You know, pray for them.
为他们祷告。
Young people,
年轻的人。
How about praying for your friends?
为你的朋友祷告。
Your brothers and sisters, of course, but how about your friends?
你当然为你的弟兄姐妹祷告。为什么不为朋友们祷告？
And maybe even your friends who don't know the Lord, but they're going through a hard time.
尤其是还不认识神的朋友们，他们可能有痛苦。
How would they respond if you said to them?Could I pray for you? Could I pray with you?
你假如说我跟你一起祷告，为你祷告，他会怎么样？
I bet that would have a tremendous impact in their lives.
我相信对他们生命有很大的影响。
You see, the prayer of a righteous person is effective when we are praying.
所以义人的祷告有功效是在我们祷告的时候。
Finally, we need to close.
最后。
The third step is that impact leads to restoration.
功效带来康复。
As you trust God in prayer during your trials,
当你依靠神信的看在受苦的时候靠着神祷告。
And as the healing in your heart and your relationships begins to have an impact,
当在你的生命上在你的关系上 有功效的时候。
One of the results is that you will help others be restored to a relationship to God.
So that 同时你会带领更多的人跟神一起和好。
We see this in verses 19 and 20.
我们就看十九节跟二十节。
My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death.And will cover a multitude of sins.
我的弟兄们，你们中间若有失迷真道的，有人使他回转，这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
The word "bring back" that is used twice, once in verse 19 and once in verse 20.
有一个字在十九节提的，二十节也提了。
Has the idea of turning or returning or converting.
也就是意思就是回转。
Now some people might ask, well, Pastor, is this referring to evangelizing the lost? Or is it referring to helping a wandering believer return to the truth?
这个是有人问说牧师这个是对一个向一个不信的人传道，还是向一个离开了又把他要请他转回来的人祷告？
And my response to that is yes.
我的回答说是的。
It's both.
对，两个都有。
The point is, when we become fervent in prayer and we are healed, and the church begins to have an impact, that we will begin to see people come to the Lord.
这目的就是当我们恳切的祷告的时候我们开始得到了治疗那么整个的其他的人也都跟着一起回到神面前
We'll see people restored and transformed by the power of the gospel
我们看到人也借着福音能够得到治疗
Some will be those who never knew the Lord
有的人从来没有认识过主
Some may be brothers and sisters who have wandered from the faith.
也可能有些是以前是弟兄姐妹们，后来迷失了，走离开了。
The point is that the church will be built up and will be restored.
这目的就是说教会会得到成建会成长。
So what have we seen today in this conclusion of this book? That's about real faith in the real world.
我们从这一个看到什么功课，是一个在一个真正的社会里面的真正的信心。
We've seen that prayer leads to healing.
我们看到祷告带来治疗。
That healing has an impact.
我们也看到医治带来了功效。
I'll be going to India again later this week.
这个礼拜过后，我可要去再回去到印度。
And I was just telling a brother this morning or this afternoon that so many of the people who convert in India do so because someone prayed for their healing.
我今天下午跟牧师一起分享，说在印度有很多人他们信主是因为祷告的功效。
Healing has an impact.
祷告会有功效。
And we've seen that that impact leads to restoration.
我们看到 它那个功效带来的就是治医治。
But brothers and sisters, realize that God's work of restoration in the church is a process.
So we know that in a church's recovery is a process.
Doesn't happen all at once.
不会马上就发生。
And realizing it's a process will help us see the beauty beyond the blemishes.
当我们知道这是一个过程, 就让我们可以从这个败坏之中看到里面的美好。
It'll help us see how God saves what at times looks hopeless.
我们也让我们看到神可以让在一个看起来好像没有希望的得到了康复。
How he renovates the imperfect.
他怎么样把不完全的改善。
And how he restores the church to be what it was always intended to be.
他怎么样把一个教会康复到他
Amen.
Amen.